Chapter 1. Attraction. If you watch little boys and girls from birth to around age 2, they are rarely aware of each other's differences. But gradually they begin to notice their unique distinctions, and by preschool or kindergarten they are keenly aware that they are different. Around this time, children tend to split off and hang out with their own sex. They will occasionally shove one another or argue, but for most, the preference is to run with their own kind. Most boys like to wrestle and climb, and they like to build and then destroy whatever it is they built. This behavior is, of course, unacceptable to the majority of little girls who play more relationally. I have 2 daughters, and both of them, when they were this age, would make any 2 objects friends. A pencil and a spoon would have conversation and laugh together. The friendship between the pencil and the spoon wouldn't last long in the world of boys, where destruction is always imminent. Mr. Pencil's leaden guts would be spilling out, and Mr. Spoon would be laughing his silver face off. As boys and girls get a bit older, they begin to mingle a little more, but still stay predominantly with their own kind. The first bit of flirtation will be disguised as dislike. When boys playfully begin picking on girls, and vice versa, it is usually a kind of first, "Hey, something is changing here," moment. The teasing and pranking are basically 4th-grade ease, for "I have weird feelings for you but don't know what to do with them." And then it happens. Somewhere between 5th and 9th grades, depending on a variety of factors affecting development and awareness, what I like to call the day of epiphany occurs. Up until this moment, a child has been largely indifferent to the opposite sex, or even thought they were gross. But on the day of epiphany, something changes. Do you remember that day? You woke up that morning for school, got dressed, put on your shoes, slung your backpack over your shoulder, saw your friends, and then as you were walking toward your crew, you saw him or her, and all of a sudden he or she wasn't gross anymore. The indifference and repulsion had vanished. A particular member of the opposite sex caught your eye in a suddenly different way, and, well, you kind of wanted one. This is the day of epiphany. I served in youth ministry for a decade, and I witnessed firsthand the marked change between most 6th graders and 9th graders. For instance, if you gathered together 100 6th graders for 3 days, by the end of that 3rd day, the environment will smell like body odor and cheap cologne. But by the time they hit 9th grade, the boys are taking showers and styling their hair. All of a sudden, they care about the kind of clothes they're wearing, how they look, and how they smell. What happened to those funky-smelling 6th grade boys? The day of epiphany. What seemed to matter very little before now matters immensely. Boys in 9th grade now care very much what 9th grade girls think about them. Boys go from wanting to appear repulsive to wanting